Sheridan Fraser goes to school in Redford near Detroit, and she admits there was a time she thought about dropping out.
I just don't really like it at my school. It's just not a safe place to be. The rumors, the backstabbing, all that.
But she stuck with it and focused her energy on an after-school group she was in called Mosaic.
I love Mosaic. It is a home away from home. It taught me a lot. It challenged me a heck of a lot. They give us a helping hand to know that we're loved.
Do you feel like there are a lot of places that do that?
No. Not at all.
Mosaic isn't a therapy group or an after-school tutoring program. It's an arts group, a nonprofit arts group made up of an acting ensemble and a choir.
My soul's been anchored in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord.
There are 160 students in Mosaic, the vast majority African American. They come from all over Metro Detroit. Rick Sperling is Mosaic's founder and CEO. He says anyone can audition. There's no minimum GPA required to get in, and it's free.
About a third of the kids are below the poverty line. The other third are working poor, low to moderate income. And then the other third are above that. So you have a mix, and that's very dynamic.
He says Mosaic provides extra support to those who need it, whether it's with home issues or school. The same high bar is set for all students. They have to show up for rehearsal on time and ready to work. They have to respect one another, and they have to stay in school. No exceptions. But Sperling has his work cut out for him. Detroit has one of the highest high school dropout rates in the country. And as for college, a University of Michigan study found that when students first enroll in Mosaic, fewer than two-thirds say they want to go to college. But after just 1 year in Mosaic, nearly all the students say they plan to go to college. In other words, this relatively small arts group in Detroit has succeeded where so many others have failed. When schools or churches or families couldn't or wouldn't, Mosaic stepped in to give these kids a future.
It must have been moon glow that brought me straight to you. I still hear you say it.
Janiyah Head is a junior. She's been with Mosaic for 3 years. When I asked her what she's learned so far...
Oh, that's an hour-long conversation. But, time management for sure.
Janiyah says what really lured her in was the resume workshop.
Because I never heard of resumes before Mosaic. I mean, school, they really don't tell you about resumes when you think about jobs. They just go, you have to get a good one. And they don't tell you about how to get one.
And Mosaic's members say the group has taught them lots of other skills that will be important for their future success. Things more privileged kids pick up more or less automatically, like how to network, how to dress professionally, how to be disciplined, and how to work well with others.
Coming here, everyone is so unique, and I was just used to steady blue, and this is like pops of rainbow colors here.
When 17-year-old Jasmine Brantley joined Mosaic as a sophomore, she says the different personalities in the theater group were a lot to handle. But now, 2 years later...
I like being at home sometimes, but I love being here. It is a lot of work trying to juggle, but it feels so much better here. And I just feel safe. It's so much better.
Jasmine says now that she's a senior, she's ready to spread her wings. She hopes to go to Wayne State University and double major in theater and social work so she can someday be a drama therapist. I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.